Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. So on this episode, we are going to go on another journey. So buckle up, strap your 5-point harness in nice and tight, and maybe if you can, time to time, I don't want you to, you don't need to do this the whole time, but, you know, close your eyes as we go on a journey and we ask the question, what is this all for? Now, I want the audience, if you are new, go back, catch up. Cool. Now that everybody's here that is caught up, what is this all for? The galactic calendar, your human design, these cosmic alignments, these opportunities of putting nature-based curriculum in our schools and in our neighborhoods and creating San Antonio, Texas as a solar punk city and buying land to create the start of the Great Light Worker Land Grab, the GLLG, as I like to call it, and, you know, the stuff that I teach with intention, breath, movement, connecting to your higher self, just, you know, all the stuff that I've talked about that you should know who I like to say that I am, and you know, we become very vulnerable, transparent. And what is it all for, right? Like, what's happening, you know, other than the process of like creating a better world for our children, but on a, you know, understanding the vibration, the frequencies, the oscillations of the universe, that's what you want to break this down to. And so what are we doing? We're raising the frequency of our individual self to our collective selves as a reflection game and for future generations, right? And, you know, we can do a nice recap on what this process has an opportunity to look like, to feel like, and to be experienced by each of us. This isn't just my story. This is the Infinite You journey. We're in this together. Your experiences, your life, your, you know, in quotation marks, your traumas, your triggers, your activations, your aha moments, your love, your creation, your art, your voice, your opinion, your thought process. It all makes this place. And we do this collectively. So, okay, we're on the same page, right? So, right now with these solar eclipses coming and going, we are in the middle of we're on the border of one state of being and letting that go into another state of being, which is more inclusive, more free, holistic, and divinely empowering. Excuse me. And the Infinite You journey, from my perspective, is one of synchronicities in abundance that lead to furthering the, or making the frequency, like how frequent, what is a frequency? It is like, it is a pulse. Let me raise the frequency. Raise it more. So these are frequencies. This is how frequently does it strike that particular space? How often does it come in and out? And so we want to dive in with our frequency of these more aligned, harmonic. They come from a space of our heart, not just our mind, to create beautiful experiences and aha moments and connection with your counterparts, with your reflections, the people that see you, the people that you see, that are doing the things that you want to see done. And, you know, you get that back by doing them yourself. You'll find them. They're there. They're your reflections. They will appear. Some people will come along for the ride, and new people will come in. And some of these new people may have similar energy signature of old friends. And, you know, this is a very magical, dreamlike state that we're going to be jumping into, where we can co-create beauty and bliss with a much more frequent rate. We will raise the frequency of how often the magic happens and the synapses are created between individuals, collectives, groups, and for the larger collective of the planet, of places that are deemed third world countries, or malnutrition is rampant, or drug addiction, or, you know, whatever you would like, you know, to put in place of those other words and labels. We are shifting, and it can go as fast as we want it to. The idea that it's happening the way that it is to not shock the system. And I hope that resonates. We, for the mass consciousness, the collective that we are mixed in with, there is a turning point within each individual that must occur before they are able to take as much information that's about to come in, light, solar flash, data, that the physical suit, along with the mind, body, spirit complex, will not be fried. We don't want to fry anybody out there. And what does that look like to be fried? Seizures, maybe. Sickness a little bit. And it's all based on the belief of the individual and their collective belief in how they're influenced. When you look upon the world as reflections of yourself, and you know it's a process, and you breathe deep, you integrate fully, and you let it all out, and you rinse, you know, you wash, rinse, and repeat, day to day, minute by minute. You know, it's a lifestyle. It's, you start to bring your reflections around to assist you with all of these things. So that's, it's not like you have to go and pay. So what we're doing, the way this shift could look for us, and this is what I propose, and this is why, this is my story, this is Infinite You, this is what the business is, you know, founded on, is this premise, this interface of connecting with every opportunity that you can see within the light spectrum when your eyes are open within the dream, to gather data, information, and use it, knowing your connection as a galactic being. So that's like to just get to know that. So that's the beginning process, is just to be aware and see how it plays out in here. We're about to be given great responsibility in how we co-create together, and we're in the process of learning the nuances of what it could look like if it's not all running smoothly. And there's so many things that can play a factor in that when you're dealing with, you know, dozens of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people co-creating in the same space, very close to each other, dreaming their own dream, but collectively receiving input from a collective belief system that does not resonate. So we're playing a dance, we're in the middle of a dance of your soul learning how to balance its own process of recognizing the reflections within the place that we are at through our state of awareness, but having that state of awareness, know that every part within this place is you, reflecting out and expressing what's going on internally. So, but it doesn't just get us like, poof, we're out of here. We're in a process. So this process, however fast we decide and however big we decide to play, can look like giving our children these opportunities with communing with nature and that natural process of how things align to gather more information, like trees grow towards the sun. Right? Like there's data within what you can see when you watch nature and you play with nature and you learn from it actively, participating with paying for it by with time. That's how you pay attention, and you will see communication, and you will begin to decode how this place likes to express patterns and will show them vibrantly if you allow yourself to give your time and pay attention. So gardens and schools and nature all around and infinite you. And this is a process of what is this? What is it all for? That's the title of this episode. What is this all for? And I'm taking us to, you know, maybe about 1,000 years from now is where I'm looking ahead. And, you know, a few hundred years, I don't know. I'm looking at generations now. When I say 1,000 years, I want you to understand that I feel something within me feels like I may live to 333. I don't know. There's just something that's like, you know what? I want to see most of this through on what a soul does, you know, before I decide to poof out of this physical suit. There's, because time was is gonna speed up and slow down and do whatever you want it to do once you get past a certain state of creating within the holographic matrix. Because if you can create very large opportunities, like for me, on my experience, there's over $1 billion being funneled into the city of San Antonio for bringing back the natural waterways and places to gather and dance and play and art and music and all the stuff, right? So that's, to me, recognizing that that's something that I could, and the Texas Eclipse Festival. Like, you know, I wanted to do something myself, but if I take a step back and say, holy shit, this came, I wanted this, and this came right to the heart of Texas and the place that I vended for the very first time, you know, at a festival, nonetheless, Synergy Festival in Burnett, Texas, where this Texas Eclipse festivals happening with like a ton of artists that I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta be there. So I don't want to have FOMO. So I have a plan, right? And that's my this is my story, you know, to find land and manifest really large things that I'm like, holy shit, this is, you know, and this is not even what it's all for. Like that, yes. Well, you know what? Let me put it this way. I know that my experience is ahead of the curve, and I need to, I've been living in it for so long, and I take a step back and I haven't been out amongst the crowds here in San Antonio for a little while with, and what I'm speaking in regards to is vending, you know, with my organite pendants and the art that I make and the solar eclipse or sun gazing glasses that we have, and our talismans and our holographic stickers for EMF projection, which is, you know, electromagnetic frequency protection. Protection? What do we need? We don't need protection. You need to learn how to use your energy to project what you want to create. And that negates any protection that you need. You know, sidetrack here, but I was vending this last Sunday. And again, I'm giving you experience of, you know, I'm in a hotel and I'm setting up my table and there's probably 30, 40 vendors, readers and artists and Christians and Buddhists and, you know, all of everything under the sun all around, and people in the beginning of their journey and some so far in it, and, you know, just the whole mix all around me. And my pendants and my stuff is really, I know what it is, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I've been working on my craft for quite some time, and this isn't the first lifetime. And so that way I know when I make these things now and people come back and give me the feedback, I'm like, whoa, like I was thinking about just that when like it just all makes sense. And so I know there's things that are happening that I don't have to be completely aware of when I trust and follow my gut. And at this stage, because of my awakening at 33, I feel my higher self tapped in. We connected in late 2010 and solidified more connections through communication with following signs and knowing that I was being guided by multiple parts of myself that are from different spaces or, you know, dimensions, whatever you want to call them, that were feeding me information when I was consciously communicating with, like, to be aware, to be in a state of, I know what's going, you don't even have to know, but just like, hey, yo, and then you get like an answer through the TV and it's all, yo, MTV Raps, and it's like, oh shit, okay. All kinds of things. That's just one example. That's not, that didn't even happen to me, but I'm just saying things happen like that. But I was going to talk about a lady that came by my table. Now I remember. It was a lady that got a reading from someone right next to me, and the reader said that she needed blue lapis lazuli for protection. Now, blue lapis lazuli is not necessarily a protection in quotation marks stone. You know, that would be like black tourmaline, something that's very grounding. There's a visual landscape and like thing that happens in my mind when I start thinking about what the energetic composition is of what these things mean when so blue is for your throat chakra. So these colors play a big part in what these stones will do for you. And there's all kinds of things that play, but blue lapis lazuli will help you with your throat chakra. And if the reader is saying she needs protection, I'm interpreting, and she's guided to send this lady to get some blue lapis lazuli, which she couldn't find anywhere but on my table, but in the form of an organite pendant, not in what she wanted, just a stone to carry in her purse. And she's just following instructions. I need to find me a blue lapis lazuli. And I'm like, I got it, but it's in one of these. Not that it cheap. I found it in something else that would fit her price range, but you know, to be stuck on the notion of having to have this in your purse. And I was like, what do you need it for? And she's like, she told me that I have to have it and put it in my purse. Why? Is she going to protect yourself by hitting someone over the head with it? Like, why does it got to go in your purse? Well, no, I think she said it's for protection. I'm like, protection? Well, okay. Well, that stone's for your throat chakra. Maybe the protection looks like you speaking your truth and your boundaries. And that's what she's saying you should do. Now, you can get it from a stone if you think that's going to help you. But to clarify what's actually happening, you need to draw forth on your boundaries in order to protect yourself from experiencing something that you say you choose not to do. But until you draw your boundaries, these things could persist. That's up to you, you know. And so it was one of those things like, are we protecting? Are we just learning how to, I guess the word that comes to mind is assert ourselves, gain some functionality of what happens when we say things in a certain way, with a cadence, with, you know, inflictions and, you know, at certain points, like there's ways of sending frequencies and vibrations out into a space that creates a different pattern. It's somatics, right? So anyway, I forget again, because I've been in this for so long and I'm just like, gotta draw back, you know. I'm an ex-heroin addict, right? Got clean from heroin addiction in 05. But that was part of my life. And if I say that, immediately people are like, ooh, yeah, good, congratulations, how can I help, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's great, what a story. But if I'm just telling them all this high woo-woo stuff that's like, yo, cosmic alignments, galactic calendar, human design, you're going to learn it, you'll know it, your passion, your purpose. And they don't have that grounding experience of remembering why they would want to know how they're connected to the cosmos and Mother Earth. It's because they're not manifesting clearly and harmonically. I mean, there's things happening, right? But these are guide markers and you are manifesting always, and it will make sense at the end. And so whoever's process, however processed, but you know, like, my process is to come into a place and make a lot of noise of coherence and harmony and be like, yo, look over here, baby. Couldn't you know that you can make it, not just maybe? I don't know if I'm singing right. And I introduce my counterparts, my reflections, my other higher selves that are like the DJs, the singers, the harp player, the guitarist, the pianist, you know, the dancer, the performer, the fire spinner, and like, yo, let me show you. They know how to tell the story because these are my counterparts. These are my reflections. And so we're showing this beautiful manifestation technique of infinite you, which is, you know, what I like to do is bring everyone together to see how you don't have to do it all, but cleaning up what's actually going on. Are you protecting, or are you just learning how to use your, you know, the energy and what you know about how things operate here? And so human design and galactic calendar and the maps and apps will definitely help you. And so and I'm mentioning that for those that don't remember, Infinite You is running a special until 1/1, 33% off of our online courses, and we only have three right now. So two of them are $44 and one is $333. So you'll get a 33% discount off of that. You can find links all over the place. It's pinned on our pinned site account, and you can go to infiniteu.info and scavenger hunt and find that we're sprucing up our website to be more coherent for you. And, you know, we're all doing our part to find ways of expressing our stories and our intentions and, you know, how we can get this interaction from our audience. You guys out there, I'm trying to figure out, how do I get you to be involved in this? How do I get you stirred up inside to say, I want to be part of the infinite you journey? So free consultation, would that do it? You want a free consultation with Harold Aho now, the one that has all these galactic codes and all this stuff. And, you know, we've got apps and everything is not just me. I've got a whole beautiful counterpart of people and things and devices and systems that we can use to help me figure out who you are and you to figure out who I am. And then we weave into a large story of cosmic alignments and, you know, a soul evolution and a remembrance of why we came here. And so again, let's go back to the question, what is it all for? And I think I'm missing a part here. Yeah, just to remind myself that I need to dumb it down. Just to, like, you know, in my conversations with people is to pull back a little bit. And I did that a little bit more gracefully this last vending opportunity. And I know I'm very good at making it practical, but it's about people clearing away that they need to be guided to a degree that they have to listen to every single detail that the person is saying. We need to allow these flexibilities within ourselves and our understanding of things. And so, you know, I played around with the lady before she walked away from my table because she didn't buy anything, only table in the house that had some blue lapis lazuli, and she walked away without getting it. I was able to find it in a $15 Buddha head pendant that she could have put in her purse. And I told her that price would not stay, and by minute it would go up a dollar. And so as she was walking away, so I just fucked with her a little bit. You know, I like to do that with whether they're customer or not. Like, you come by my table, you are now in my home. This is my shop, and we're going to have fun, and we'll do some 5D comedy, and we're going to find out about each other. For sure, you're going to know more about me if you stick around long enough. So anyway, dulling it down and putting it these things more in layman's terms and stuff like that, I think I'm going to be able to reach a better audience. And so, you know, this is the website, and this podcast is another avenue. Our YouTube channel has information and old podcasts and videos that you can watch of me doing energy manipulation. TikTok is great with a lot of good information. Our Facebook page is amazing with access to events and other articles and stuff. So the point is to stay tuned to the infinite you journey in whatever way you can and look at what we're doing from all the different perspectives and find out how you can be a part of this. And so we'll find out what this is all for, because what this is all for is being able to raise your frequency, our frequency as a collective. And that looks like, you know, this whole shift with using solar eclipses and buying land and that the GLLG and creating a bunch of off-grid communities that, you know, this quantum financial system shifts over where people have the money to go and find someone that can, you know, guide them to their center. There's plenty of guides. And I think a lot of people that are coming out or, you know, they're making a shift quickly from being like, oh, I'm your healer, to I'm your guide to yourself through my story of finding myself. And I think that's my approach. I'm not saying it's, you know, the best or anything. And, you know, someone that are successful with making a lot of money would be like, that's definitely not the way I do it. I tell them I'm their healer. And I see that works too. And I just can't do things that way. I'm nobody's healer. I'm a storyteller. And through my story, I hope you find yourself. And I know when you look hard enough, deep enough, and give yourself the time and pay attention, you know, then you'll find yourself in some cosmic alignment that will inspire you and give you the validation of your dreams to co-create heaven on earth and know that you've already won. We're just walking around in our memories and looking at how we did it from the higher self perspective. And so raising our frequency collectively, buying land, moving the money around, Having everything raise its, you know, our play, our dance, no longer having a government that governs us. You know, we're free, we're autonomous, we're collective, we're agreeing, we're maneuvering because we're not agreeing every time, but we're finding solutions much faster because those frequencies are more frequent. And that's the raising of the collective frequency. And soon as that integrates, we will begin to have experiences with beings that are of a higher expression because they are already vibrating. Their frequency is at a higher rate of synchronicities and not warring and not, you know, pollution and whatever it is. I don't know all the details of these other beings, these other parts of ourselves or whatever it's going to look like. I don't have a vision. I don't have a clear vision of what this looks like exactly, but there's going to be some kind of, like, maybe elves and cool werewolves and cool Bigfoot and, like, gnomes. I mean, I don't know what kind of world we'll be living in, but it's going to be more the veil is dropped and you'll get to experience your multidimensional self because you can adjust your own personal frequency oscillation in order to experience the unseen, because like the knob on a radio, you will have control of that and access to that because you've learned your breath, how to set your intentions, how to move through the space, you know, from the inside out. And so this is what, it's what I'm here for, baby. Like, I came here to do the thing and we're doing the thing, and please just trust me. I know what's, I see how this whole thing plays out, and it's your story. I'm a storyteller too. And all right, so the whole quantum financial system, all this stuff looks better, and then we get to have these dimensional beings that we can. Here's the other part of that: if you can tune your frequency, and do you think our loved ones that have transitioned are in a lower state of being or in a higher state of being once they've left the flesh suit? So we will meet again with our loved ones and realize and have confirmation and conversations about, yo, what happened? And we will learn, we will know, like the conversations and the learning curve, once we get to communicate clearly and effectively with other dimensional beings and stuff, it's going to be astronomical just how fast and how quick we will grow with our soul and our integration process, and the warring will cease and the connection will grow, and the thrivability will be in such abundance that you click a finger and you're like, yo, Apple, yo, this, yo, that, yo, I don't even need anything today. Sleep? What sleep? I haven't slept in a week and I am good. Like, yo, it's so we raise our frequency and we get to commune, and I don't think it's going to be I don't know what it is, if we're like going to leave this space, if space is really space, or if it's like just this knowing that you get to go dimensionally and not have to physically move, that whatever, you know, we become galactic, a cosmic graduation, an integration of other beings and hybrids and just this like melding of worlds, and what goes from survival of our kind as human beings in this warring place quickly flips around to a thriving future for generations that can choose to be here on this planet or not, and get to mix and mingle with not just, you know, a blended human race, but get to commune and conversate and do whatever with other, like, the sky is the limit. The integration possibilities are expansive and integrative and inclusive, and you know, it's to your heart desires. I don't know what this world looks like for you. I don't even know what it looks like for me exactly. I just have specific things that ring true for me and what I'm here to do. And so I see this shift happening pretty darn fast, as it has already been happening for me as we're 13 years into my spiritual awakening. Just the opportunities of where we go from here is the stars. Back to what we're made of, which is what human design shows you. It's what the galactic calendar shows. Let me say it shows me. Some people don't agree with these systems, and I get that. And I have done my due diligence. And again, these are systems that work for me. And I've seen them play out for people that were not aware. And I've seen the signs. I saw the signs. And it shows. And it's quite obvious when I see them. And so we become galactic beings that are, I mean, so we're now, I just took you from here to 1,000 years from now, or whatever that looks like, whether it's 500, 800, 200, 100, 5, you know, whatever. Anyone passes away, they can go galactic and be whatever they want to be as soon as they want to transition out of the suit. But what I'm looking and talking about is the physical beings that are not going to get wiped off the face of this planet by an atomic bomb or anything like that. I don't know that there will not be any other cataclysms and high numbers of what we would perceive in this from our own perspective, like a high number of transitions for people going from one state to the other. You know, that's how I see these things. Everyone around me is leaving on galactic activation portal days within the galactic calendar. And even people that, you know, I don't know that are on TikTok. And they're like, my grandmother passed away. And I'm like, 2 days, she saw 2 days, he saw 2 days ago. And I look and there's a gap day, galactic activation portal day. So these modalities work for me and I can trace them back and I can show the data and people that are more adept into the way these things operate could look into each of those things and find another macro or micro of the cosm that is our cosmic self. And so if we come back to here and now and this interim phase until we get to our full-on galactic self, being able to leave on and off this plane and in and out and traverse with ease and grace and co-create with the same. I want you to be ready to just let go of the old world. Not just when we're here, you know, you're listening and we're communing with thoughts in our hearts. But once you end this, once I end this, when you're driving, when you're walking around in places, when you're talking to your loved ones, your children, your lover, your partner, your family, your mother, your brother, your sister, your father, the plants, the ground, just, be aware, pay attention. There's signs in it all. And be ready to let go of the way that things have been. Taxes, our school system, everything that I've said to you about all that we're going to be doing is, you want to ride there? You think it's a great story? You think it can happen? You don't? Whatever. I don't know what to like, this is my world and I know this is how it's going down. And because I have decreed it, and I have a bunch of people around me that have also decreed it within their existence. And we're doing it together, and I know that we can unite and synergize. And so that's the whole infinite you journey, is How do we find our own personal mission, purpose, passion, way to be? And then the other ones that resonate to that are going to find us and we find them. It's just, there's no other way. This is the somatics. This is going from one tune to another. Just look at somatics. Look at the sand. Once you go from one frequency set to another, there's a big mixing and jumbling of energies, and we're just there right now. And just be aware of it and don't be mad at it. When people are doing weird things, they're probably having a time. They're on the roller coaster, right? Like, you're like, hey, man, stop sliding into me. And they're like, dude, I can't help it. Like, I'm rolling with the punches here. I'm on a roller coaster. You stop sliding on me. And that's just like, just enjoy it. Like, just enjoy it. It sometimes it's a little rough. It's a little squeezy. It's a little light. It's a little heavy. You're feeling the G forces. And, you know, that's that infinite you journey. How do you get it out? How do you release the pressure? Telling your story, finding your way into the bigger story. And, you know, again, I want to pull it out of you. I want you to take action. I want you to reach out. I want you to join the free consultation. Take advantage of that while it's there. Like, don't miss out on a man. If someone had all this information back when I started and was like, hey, free. Holy freaking moly. That's a thing. Like, I got it for you, and I'm here to help you. I'm not here to lead you in a direction of following me or anything. This is your journey. We bring them together and we co-create heaven on earth until we become a galactic being and we fly around and we're superhumans and all the great stuff, and we're quasi-physical. And so there you go. And you get to meet all your loved ones once again. So, love. I mean, can I end it right there? Drop the mic. Are you ready? I'll end it so you can go and like sign up and do the thing. All right. All right. So, love always, in all ways. Peace.